About. Hazard mitigation plans are required under the Stafford Act of 2001. These plans assess the likelihood that a natural hazard will occur and formulate how our communities can better prepare through projects and strategies. Most importantly, a hazard mitigation plan makes a community eligible for FEMA funding following a disaster. Which legislation regulates us to produce plans? Section 322 of the Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act, enacted under the Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000, DMA 2000, provided revitalized approaches to mitigation planning. This section established a new requirement for local mitigation plans, and following a disaster, authorized up to 7% of Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, HMGP, funds available to a state to be used for development of state, tribal, and local mitigation plans. Mitigation is crucial to the citizens and residents that reside in NKIPDA region, covering Bullitt, Henry, Oldham, Shelby, Spencer, and Trimble counties. Hazard mitigation activities may be implemented prior to, during, or after an event. However, it has been demonstrated that hazard mitigation is most effective when based on an inclusive, comprehensive, long-term plan that is developed before a disaster occurs. The DMA 2000 emphasizes greater interaction between state and local mitigation planning activities that highlights the need for improved linkages of hazard assessment and capability analyses. The revised guidance emphasizes the need for state, tribal, and local entities to closely coordinate mitigation planning and implementation efforts. The most successful of these plans have three common elements: comprehensive risk assessments that form a solid foundation for decision-making, and input from a wide range of stakeholders who would play a role during implementation of mitigation actions at the federal, state, and local levels. Comprehensive mitigation strategy that is organized, easily referenced, and can be used as a working document for communities to track progress toward becoming more resilient. What is the purpose of the KIPDA Regional Hazard Mitigation Plan? The purpose of the KIPDA Regional Hazard Mitigation Plan is to provide guidance for building and maintaining a more resilient community. Due to the documented risk and exposure to many kinds of natural and man-made hazard events, in particular flooding, severe storms, and severe winter storms, among others, the KIPDA Regional Mitigation Plan Committee understands the need for improved information for decision-making when managing disasters. The plan is the result of a systematic evaluation of the nature and extent of the vulnerability posed by the effects of natural and man-made hazards present, risk assessment, and includes a 5-year action plan to minimize future vulnerability, mitigation strategy, accompanied by a schedule that outlines a method for monitoring and evaluating plan progress, plan maintenance. The geography examined for the plan includes 6 KIPDA counties and their 22 cities. Which hazards does the plan address? The plan includes natural hazards where there is a historical record or the potential of damage caused to people and property. The hazard categories included in the plan are consistent with the 2018 Commonwealth of Kentucky Hazard Mitigation Plan, minus the hazardous materials and mine subsidence, which were not regarded as pertinent to the KIPDA region. Funding definitions: building resilient infrastructure and communities, BRIC. Building resilient infrastructure and communities, BRIC, supports states, local communities, tribes, and territories as they undertake hazard mitigation projects, reducing the risks they face from disasters and natural hazards. The BRIC program guiding principles are supporting communities through capability and capacity building, encouraging and enabling innovation, promoting partnerships, enabling large projects, maintaining flexibility, and providing consistency. Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, HMGP. FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, HMGP, provides funding to state, local, tribal, and territorial governments so they can rebuild in a way that reduces, or mitigates, future disaster losses in their communities. This grant funding is available after a precedentially declared disaster. In this program, homeowners and businesses cannot apply for a grant. However, a local community may apply for funding on their behalf. Flood Mitigation Assistance, FMA. The Flood Mitigation Assistance Program is a competitive grant program that provides funding to states, local communities, federally recognized tribes, and territories. Funds can be used for projects that reduce or eliminate the risk of repetitive flood damage to buildings insured by the National Flood Insurance Program. FEMA chooses recipients based on the applicant's ranking of the project and the eligibility and cost-effectiveness of the project. FEMA requires state, local, tribal, and territorial governments to develop and adopt hazard mitigation plans as a condition for receiving certain types of non-emergency disaster assistance, including funding for hazard mitigation assistance projects. For more information, go to the Hazard Mitigation Assistance Guidance, Highway Safety Improvement Program, HSIP. The Highway Safety Improvement Program, HSIP, is a core federal aid program with the purpose to achieve a significant reduction in traffic fatalities and serious injuries on all public roads, including non-state-owned roads and roads on tribal land. The HSIP requires a data-driven, strategic approach to improving highway safety on all public roads with a focus on performance. Key terms by category planning process. Capability assessment provides a description and analysis of a community's current capacity to address threats associated with hazards. The assessment includes two components, an inventory of an agency's mission, programs, and policies, and an analysis of its capacity to carry them out. A capability assessment is an integral part of the planning process in which a community's actions to reduce losses are identified, reviewed, and analyzed, and the framework for implementation is identified. Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000, DMA 2000. Federal legislation enacted to encourage and promote proactive, pre-disaster planning as a condition of receiving financial assistance under the Robert T. Stafford Act. The DMA emphasizes planning for disasters before they occur. Under the DMA, a pre-disaster hazard mitigation program and new requirements for the National Post-Disaster Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, HMGP, were established. Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, an independent federal agency, now part of the Department of Homeland Security, created in 1978 to provide a single point of accountability for all federal activities related to disaster mitigation and emergency preparedness, response, and recovery. Geographic Information System, GIS. A computer software application that relates data regarding physical and other features on the Earth to a database for mapping analysis. Goal, a general guideline that explains what is to be achieved. Goals are usually broad-based, long-term, policy-type statements, and represent global visions. Goals help define the benefits that a plan is trying to achieve. Hazard, a source of potential danger or adverse condition that could harm people and/or cause property damage. Hazard mitigation, reduction or alleviation of the loss of life, personal injury, and property damage that could result from a disaster through long and short-term strategies. Hazard mitigation involves strategies such as planning, policy changes, programs, projects, and other activities that could mitigate the impacts of hazards. Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, HMGP. Authorized under Section 202 of the Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act, the HMGP is administered by FEMA and provides grants to states, tribes, and local governments to implement hazard mitigation actions after a major disaster declaration. The purpose of the program is to reduce the loss of life and property due to disasters and to enable mitigation activities to be implemented as a community recovers from a disaster. Hazard Mitigation Plan, HMP, a collaborative document that identifies hazards that could affect a community, assesses vulnerability to identified hazards, and presents existing and potential actions that the community is undertaking or intends to undertake in order to minimize or eliminate the effects of hazards. Mitigation actions, specific projects, plans, or policies that achieve goals and objectives that minimize the effects from a disaster and reduce the loss of life and property. Mitigation strategy, a systematic process for analyzing, prioritizing, and implementing the identified mitigation actions in the hazard mitigation plan. Natural hazard, hazard which results from conditions in the natural environment. Humans may contribute to or exacerbate the hazard, but are not the direct source of the hazard. Non-natural hazard, hazard which results from human-induced processes. Preparedness, actions that strengthen the capability of government, citizens, and communities to respond to disasters. Presidential disaster declaration, typically made for events that cause more damage than state and local governments and resources can handle without federal government assistance. Generally, no specific dollar loss threshold has been established for such declarations. A presidential disaster declaration puts into motion long-term federal recovery programs, some of which are matched by state programs, designed to help disaster victims, businesses, and public entities. Recovery refers to actions taken by an individual or community after a catastrophic event to restore order and community lifelines. Resiliency, the capacity of the social, built, or natural environment to bounce back and return to normalcy following a disaster. Risk, the estimated impact that a hazard would have on people, services, facilities, and structures in a community. Risk measures the likelihood of a hazard occurring and resulting in an adverse condition that causes injury or damage. Risk is often expressed in relative terms such as a high, moderate, or low hazard. Risk also can be expressed in terms of potential monetary losses associated with the intensity of likelihood of sustaining damage above a particular threshold due to occurrence of a specific type of the hazard. Risk assessment, the process of measuring potential loss of life, personal injury, economic injury, and property damage resulting from hazards. This process assesses the vulnerability of people, buildings, and infrastructure to hazards and focuses on severity, probability, impact to the social, built, natural, and future environment, hazard-specific. Erosion, landslides, the downward and outward movement of slope-forming materials reacting to the force of gravity. Slide materials may be composed of natural rock, soil, artificial fill, or combinations of these materials. The term landslide includes rock falls, rock slides, block glide, debris slide, earth flow, mud flow, slump, and other such terms. Natural Protective Feature Area, NPFA, portion of Coastal Erosion Hazard Area, CEHA, which contains natural protective features that protect natural habitats, infrastructure, and built structures from wind and water erosion and storm-induced high water. Storms, bearing, a storm's direction and angle of approach. Hurricane, a tropical cyclone with winds that have reached a constant speed of 74 miles per hour or greater. Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Wind Scale, primary scale used to measure the hurricane's sustained wind speed based on a scale of 1 to 5. Severe thunderstorm, thunderstorms consisting of winds of 58 miles per hour or higher, and or large hail measuring at least 1 inch in diameter, and or a tornado. About 10% of thunderstorms are classified as severe. Earthquakes. Earthquake, a sudden, rapid shaking of the earth caused by the breaking and shifting of rock beneath the surface, usually within the upper 10 to 20 miles of the earth's surface. Epicenter, point on the surface directly above the source of an earthquake. Focus, earthquakes, an earthquake's location of origin beneath the surface. Ground acceleration, shaking of the ground resulting from seismic waves caused by an earthquake. Intensity, earthquakes, used to describe the overall felt severity of shaking during an earthquake at a particular location, measured in terms of the modified Mercalli scale. Liquefaction, occurs when unconsolidated, water-saturated soils exhibit fluid-like or significantly softened properties due to the intense shaking and vibrations during an earthquake. Magnitude, earthquakes, a measurement of the energy released at the source of the earthquake expressed by ratings on the moment magnitude scale. Modified Mercalli intensity, MMI, a scale used for measuring the intensity of an earthquake. The scale quantifies the effects of an earthquake on the Earth's surface, humans, objects of nature, and man-made structures on a scale of I through 12, with I denoting a weak earthquake and 12 one that causes almost complete destruction. Peak ground acceleration, PGA, the maximum acceleration experienced by the ground during the course of an earthquake motion, described by its changing velocity as a function of time. It is expressed as a percent of the established rate of acceleration due to gravity, 9.8 meters, sec 2. Moment magnitude scale, a logarithmic scale used to express the total amount of energy released by an earthquake. It is a logarithmic scale. A single step represents an increase of about 32 times the amount of energy released. Spectral acceleration, SA, measures what is experienced by a building during an earthquake by referencing a particle mass on a mass-level vertical rod having the same natural period of vibration as the building. Extreme heat, excessive heat warning, issued within 24 hours of onset of the following condition. Heat index of at least 105 degrees Fahrenheit. Extreme heat, temperatures that hover 10 degrees Fahrenheit or more above the average high temperature for the region and last for several weeks. Humid or muggy conditions, which add to the discomfort of high temperatures, occur when a dome of high atmospheric pressure traps hazy, damp air near the ground. Heat advisory, issued within 24 hours prior to onset of any of the following conditions. 1. Heat index of 100 degrees Fahrenheit to 104 degrees Fahrenheit for any period. 2. Heat index of 95 degrees Fahrenheit to 99 degrees Fahrenheit or greater for 2 consecutive days. Heat exhaustion, a health condition brought on by prolonged exposure to extreme heat, with symptoms including confusion, dizziness, fatigue, nausea, headaches, and muscle cramps. Heat index, the temperature the body feels when heat and humidity are combined. Higher humidity reduces the body's ability to cool itself and makes the temperature feel hotter. Heat stroke, occurs when the body is no longer able to regulate its internal temperature, resulting in a body temperature of greater than 105 degrees Fahrenheit. Common symptoms include seizures, disorientation, loss of consciousness, and complications involving the central nervous system. Urban heat island effect, develop when built surfaces replace a large portion of natural land. Incoming solar radiation is trapped during the day and is then re-radiated at night. This slows the cooling process, keeping nighttime air temperatures high, relative to temperatures in less urbanized areas. Flooding, 1% annual chance flood, the area where there is 1% chance of flooding in any given year. Formerly referred to as a 100-year flood, 0.2% annual chance flood, the area where there is a 0.2% or greater chance of flooding in any given year. Also called the 500-year flood. Base flood elevation. FEMA's flood maps identify the expected height of flooding from the 1% annual chance flood for each zone, known as the base flood elevation. The base flood elevations are denoted in the datum NAVD88, which represents the number of feet above mean sea level in that datum. Flood, a general and temporary condition of partial or complete inundation or normally dry land. Flooding can be categorized as coastal, riverine, tidal, or inland. Flood Insurance Rate Map, FIRM, the official map of a community for which FEMA has designated flood zones, geographic areas classified according to levels of flood risk, with each zone reflecting a different severity and/or type of flooding, and the insurance risk premium zones applicable to the community. Flood Zone Categories. A. Areas subject to inundation by a 1% annual chance flood. X. Areas of moderate flood hazard subject to inundation by a 0.2% annual chance flood, also called the 500-year flood zone. Hazards U.S. Multi-Hazards, HAZES MH, a nationally applicable standardized methodology and software program developed by FEMA, which is under contract with the National Institute of Building Sciences. The program estimates potential losses from earthquakes, hurricane winds, and floods. In HAZES MH, current scientific and engineering knowledge is coupled with geographic information systems, GIS, technology to produce estimates of hazard-related damage before, or after, a disaster occurs. National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP, program through which FEMA sets insurance premiums and minimum building standards for properties in the 1% annual chance floodplain. The three components of the NFIP are flood insurance, floodplain management, and flood hazard mapping. Nearly 20,000 communities across the United States and its territories participate in the NFIP by adopting and enforcing floodplain management ordinances to reduce future flood damage. In exchange, the NFIP makes federally backed flood insurance available to homeowners, renters, and business owners in these communities. Community participation in the NFIP is voluntary, probabilistic, for HAZES MH. Events modeled by looking at the damage caused by an event that is likely to occur over a given period of time, known as a return period. Repetitive loss property. Structures for which a policyholder receives two or more claim payments of $1,000 or more after flood events within a 10-year period. Riverine flooding occurs when freshwater rivers and streams exceed local flow capacity and water spills over their banks. Severe repetitive loss structure. Any insured structure that has incurred flood damage for which at least two separate claim payments have been made under a standard flood insurance policy, with the cumulative amount of such payments exceeds the fair market value of the insured buildings on the day before each loss, or at least four or more claim payments over $5,000 and with the cumulative amount of claim payments exceeding $20,000. Stillwater flooding, a rise in water levels without significant waves. High winds, Beaufort wind scale, a simplified scale to aid in the estimation of wind speed and corresponding typical effects. Enhanced Fujita scale, National Weather Service's revised Fujita scale, which is a complex, systematic approach to measuring the strength of a tornado. Fujita scale, F scale, standard measurement for rating the strength of a tornado. Micro, macro burst, associated with a thunderstorm, micro, macro bursts are powerful downdrafts that can cause severe, localized damage. Straight line winds typically blow in one direction but can vary during the course of an event. Speeds exceed 50 to 60 miles per hour and are associated with intense low atmospheric pressure. Duration usually lasts up to one day. Tornadoes, a local atmospheric storm, generally of short duration, formed by winds rotating at very high speeds, usually in a counterclockwise direction. The vortex is visible to the observer as a whirlpool-like column of winds rotating about a hollow cavity or funnel. Wind speeds range from 65 to 300 miles per hour. Winter weather, extreme cold, temperatures that drop well below normal in an area. Whenever temperatures drop well below normal and wind speed increases, heat can leave your body more rapidly, known as the wind chill effect. Freezing rain. Precipitation that falls as rain, but freezes on contact with the surface, forming a glaze of ice. Frostbite, freeing of the body's outer tissue as a result of prolonged exposure to extreme cold. Most commonly occurs in the outer extremities like the nose, ears, cheeks, chin, fingers, and toes. Symptoms include numbness, tingling or stinging, aching, and discoloration of the skin. Hail. Precipitation in the form of irregular pellets or balls of ice more than 5 mm in diameter, falling from thunderstorm. Hypothermia, a significant lowering of internal body temperature which occurs due to prolonged exposure to extreme cold. Early symptoms of hypothermia include shivering, fatigue, loss of coordination, and disorientation. If continued untreated, this condition becomes more serious, with recognizable symptoms including blue skin, dilated pupils, slow pulse and breathing, or loss of consciousness. Ice storms occur when freezing rain results in dangerous accumulations of ice, usually 1/4 inch or greater. Sleet. Sleet is defined as pellets of ice composed of frozen or mostly frozen raindrops or refrozen partially melted snowflakes. Snow. Precipitation in the form of ice crystals that form directly from water vapor freezing in the air. Snow showers. Snow falling at varying intensities for brief periods with accumulations of 1 inch or less. Snow squall. Intense, brief periods of moderate to heavy snowfall, accompanied by strong, gusty surface winds and possibly lightning, with risk of significant snow accumulation. Thunder snow. A snowstorm accompanied by thunder and lightning, which can occur over intense low-pressure systems or other similar conditions of relatively strong instability and abundant moisture. Wind chill effect measures apparent temperature felt on exposed skin due to the combination of air temperature and wind speed. This occurs because wind causes heat to leave the body more rapidly. Mitigation strategy. Benefit-cost analysis, BCA. A systematic, quantitative method of comparing projected benefits to projected cost of a project or policy. It is used as a measure of cost effectiveness. Coastal, natural resource protection. Actions that, in addition to minimizing hazard losses, also preserve or restore the functions of natural or coastal systems. Education and awareness. Actions that protect people and property, or increase the capacity of emergency response during and immediately following a disaster event, emergency services, actions that protect people and property, or increase the capacity of emergency response. Existing mitigation action, a project, plan, policy, or program the city has already taken or has begun to implement that addresses natural hazard mitigation. Infrastructure projects, actions that involve the engineering of infrastructure systems to be more resistant to the impacts of hazards. Potential mitigation action, a project, plan, policy, or program that the city would like to take to address hazard mitigation, but currently does not have the funds and/or resources to implement. Prevention and policy, government, administrative, or regulatory actions and processes that influence the way land buildings are developed and built. These actions also include public activities that reduce hazard losses. Examples of this category include building and construction code revisions, zoning regulation changes, and hazard computer modeling. Property protection, actions that involve the modification of existing buildings or structures to protect them from a hazard, or removal from the hazard area, all hazards. Building value, assessed value of the physical building. Critical facilities, a critical facility is vital to the city's ability to provide essential services and protect life and property. Loss of a critical facility would result in a severe economic or catastrophic impact. Debris, the scattered remains of assets broken or destroyed during the occurrence of a hazard. Debris caused by wind or water hazards can cause additional damage to other assets. Deterministic, for HAZES MH. Estimates of hazard-related damage to a city or region from a hypothetical hazard event of a fixed severity and location. Geomorphology, the study of geographic features and landforms and the processes that shape them over time. Go outside the home disability. Conditions lasting 6 or more months that make going outside the home alone to shop or visit a doctor's office difficult. Linguistically isolated, limited English proficiency, people who speak English less than, very well. Physical disability, long-lasting conditions that substantially limit one or more basic physical activity, such as walking, climbing stairs, reaching, lifting, or carrying. Public Health Jurisdictional Risk Assessment, JRA, an assessment of the past, current, and future risks to the health, safety, and property of the people within that jurisdiction. Return period, average period of time and years between occurrences of a particular hazard, equal to the inverse of the annual frequency of occurrence. Self-care disability, conditions lasting 6 or more months that make dressing, bathing, or getting around inside the home difficult. Sensory disability, blindness, deafness, or a severe vision or hearing impairment. Susceptibility, factors which make certain populations more at risk to a hazard, including predisposition, stress, environmental factors, and behavioral factors. Utility disruptions. Disruptions to essential utilities, including energy, electric, gas, and steam, and communications. Vulnerability. Refers to a reduced capacity of the social, built, or natural environment to cope with, resist, or recover from the impact of a hazard. Acronyms FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency KIPDA, Kentuckiana Regional Planning and Development Agency MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization BRIC, Building Resilient Infrastructure Communities HMGP, Hazard Mitigation Grant Program FMA, Flood Mitigation Assistance KYEM, Kentucky Emergency Management KDOW, Kentucky Division of Water KGS, Kentucky Geological Survey USACE, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers EPA, Environmental Protection Agency HSIP, Highway Safety Improvement Program,